great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, getting ready for some wrestling coverage here tonight. Blue Earth Area against the Martin County Red Bulls up first. As far as the JV, I think we only have, there couldn't be more than six JV, Matt. Let's see, one, two, three, four, maybe only five here, huh? Because we have five JV guys that weighed in for Blue Earth Area. Nolan Sturtz. Is it Dason? Is that how you say that?
I think so.
Dason Erickson, Harrison Patton, Danny Nagel, and Drew Thomas. So that might be about all we have is five matches for JV, and then we'll get into the varsity. So the Bucks, unless they move people around, look like they're right now open at 133. And 189, it looks like, right, Sean? Is that kind of what I'm reading here?
That's what I'm seeing, and it looks like Fairmont will be open. They can move this kid up if they want, and they might, but they're open at 114 and 107.
Okay.
So, and 188 or 189. Yeah, so there's going to be three or four forfeits too, so we're only going to call about 8-9 matches.
Okay.
Once we get rolling here, as the Red Bulls are running around the mat, we've got Worthington over here and the Saints of St. James.
So see. As soon as this match is over, then we'll have two mats going again, and it'll be Blue Earth Area against Worthington and Martin County's wrestling St. James Medelia. So Bucks already wrestled St. James Medelia. I thought that one would be a little closer than it was, Sean. I can't remember what the score was exactly in that one, but it's a little more of a spread than I was anticipating, I guess.
One, two, three, four. You know, they got four seniors and another four juniors. Blue Earth has two juniors. So Blue Earth's young. And you know what they might do here yet? They might wrestle the varsity and throw the JV after, too. I don't know how they're going to do this. We'll have to see what transpires here. But the Bucks are not out on the mat. They're still down in the wrestling room, it looks like. It is 5 o'clock. We haven't got any national anthem or anything yet.
No. You know what I'd like to see is you wrestle Jeremy Coxworth.
Oh, geez, no. Well, I would like to think.
Shoot, I thought he'd hear that. He's just sitting right below us here, but I don't think he caught
that. If I could get it into the second period, I'd have a chance.
That's probably true. All right, well, we're going to figure out what they're going to do here. We presume that they would do the JV matches first here, but we'll know in just a little bit here. More on our Blue Earth Area, Martin County Area Wrestling. Coming up here in just a moment.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
The Tremont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range, and their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Tremont Town Center Market.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507 317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, wrestling tonight here between Blue Earth Area and the Martin County Red Bulls. Later, we've got an area boys basketball game, Grenada Hudley, East Chain, Martin Luther Truman against Martin County West tonight. We're kind of throwing in a little extra here tonight because of the start time of this wrestling match here this evening. So a full night of sports here on 98 Country. Sean, you were talking about the Big South Conference Tournament, which was a little over a week ago, I guess, and Blue Earth Area only had 3 points, but as you pointed out, I think they only entered two guys in the varsity division, or three, maybe.
I think it was three. Okay. I think it was Timmy Nagel and Drake Ingleby, and I think they wrestled Will Wirtz in that portion of the tournament, too. And I wasn't able to ask anybody how our JV guys did, but I think Fairmont did all right over there.
They did. They finished fifth with 98. Marshall was first with 222. New Ulm was second with 180. Jackson County Central third, 167.5. Pipestone was fourth with 113. And the Martin County Red Bulls 98 for fifth place at that tournament. So 14 teams when you have the Big South Conference get together for that tournament. Martin County's 9-2 in duels this year, so they're not the team they were a few years back, Sean, but they're still pretty decent, I guess. They have three ranked wrestlers, I believe.
Yep, they're a little bit back to they're solid. They're not what they were 4 or 5 years ago, 3 years ago. But they're good. Their good kids are really good. It kind of reminds me of back in the day when Coach Queasley coached them. I mean, they didn't win a lot of dual meets, but they had two or three kids that were always on the podium at the state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they just did it right. The thing I liked about coaching with Queasley for the year I did was he didn't care about team score. When he had teams, he would move his individual around to get his individual that was pretty tough against the best kid possible on the other team. And he did it almost every dual meet, which I really appreciated. And instead of trying to win, you know, and get three team points on the board, he wanted his kid to get better, and he figured we weren't going to win any dual meets. So he's like, we're going to make our kids better. And I really appreciated that out of Coach Queasley back in the day when he was coaching.
So as far as most recent wrestling for these teams, Martin County Red Bulls, they wrestled on Thursday, January 9th at Pipestone. They won 45-30, and also Worthington, they wrestled that night and won 47-29. That's why they're not going to wrestle Worthington here this evening, because they've already wrestled them this year, as Blue Earth Area has wrestled St. James Medelia. And so that's their most recent ones back to January 9th. Blue Earth Area Also wrestled that night. They had a close one. They were beaten by Adrian 75-0, but Adrian's always a wrestling power out in the southwestern part of the state. But Springfield, they lost, Sean, 40-36. That must have been a pretty good match.
Good dual meet. Very good dual meet.
We'll talk about that more in a bit. Let's take a two-minute break. Back with more in a moment.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Hi, this is Ian Sin from the Sin Family Celebration Life Center in Trimont, and welcome. We understand that losing a loved one can be one of the most challenging times in life, and we are here to guide and support you every step of the way. We take great pride in helping families create meaningful and personalized celebrations of life that reflect the unique legacy of their loved one. For more information, give us a call at 507-639-5711 at the Sin Family Celebration Life Center in Trimont, and welcome.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Okay. Back here at Blue Earth Area, we're getting ready to go. Looks like, Sean, the varsity's going to go first here, huh?
I do believe so. Jace Gacy getting warmed up to go. I don't think he's going to get a match unless they might move this. Jace is a freshman, but Jace is a little freshman. I mean, not little, but I mean, he's a smaller guy. They might wrestle this seventh grader, Weimers against him here, so we might get a match here at 107 that they were open, but looks like they're going to move their, they got a kid over there getting ready to go, so
okay.
It looks like we are going to go here at 107 pounds. Yep, this is Jace Gacy, and this got to be
Jace Weimers, don't we think? Seventh grader for the Red Bulls, and so Jace
Weimers, yep.
Yep, and so, then Jason Casey. Yeah, freshman for Blue Earth Area.
Yep, so here we go. They're in the middle of the mat. Head-to-head, working wrist control. Both of them trying to fight for wrist control. Jace pulling the head down a little bit. I think they call him Jace. If they don't, I apologize to anybody listening who knows Jason. But still in the middle of the mat, working their headsets, toe sets. No action yet, really. Both in a collar tie. Jace snaps him down, spins around, gets a takedown. So Jace Casey out to a 2-0 lead. Weimers up to his feet. Jace with a nice mat return here. Jace working, got a cross arm here, breakdown. Now he's going cross face, going to try to run this to a cradle. They're on the edge of the mat, though. Weimers tries to back off. Jace pushes him back on. Breaks in it. Now he's got Weimers broke back down to his stomach. So he's got a wrist. The score says 3-0. I don't know why it would say 3-0. But we got a takedown early. Oh, yeah, three-point takedown. They changed the rules on us. Gosh, dang.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I remember Dan Eckhart saying that there was a new takedown rule this year.
Yep, that's three for the takedown. Yep, I got a text from Seth Becker saying 3-0, and I'm like, what? Fairmont like them to give up a penalty point. cheating, grabbing singlets or something. I figured we got a technical point. But that's right. I forgot from the Maher that it's a three-point takedown now. Going college rules here a little bit.
And that's the end of the first period. So Jace Casey leading 3-0 over the Red Bull wrestler Jace Weimers. And a three-point takedown. The difference here is we head to period number two.
And Jace Casey chooses both up for the second period here as we go. That's a nice period there by Jace. Weimers did a good job to stay off his back, too. Jace put a lot of pressure on him there on top. So they're back to collar ties here. Oh, Jason on a double now. Beautiful little post set. Then attack, kind of a little freight train double. Now he's got an arm bar. Got one arm barred. He's going to run this right on the edge of the mat. He's got to step over, and he has. This is nice stuff here by Jace. Now he's getting near fall. And Weimers rolls through, but Jace comes back to the double leg. Now he's in on a half. He had him on his back there just for a second, didn't get near fall, but now he's got a half, and now the ref is counting. He sank that in nice and deep, chest to chest. He's this towards the middle of the mat here. This Weimers is in trouble here. Jace got him in good position. And there it fall. Is. Good job, Jace Casey. Well done.
Jason Casey wins by fall at 107. We'll go to 114 after this timeout.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More at Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More in Ace Hardware. In the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
What's this?
Back here at Blue Earth Area, we had a forfeit at 114 for Cody Tolsman for Blue Earth Area. So the Bucks lead 12-0 now. And here at 121, it's Drake Ingleby, the sophomore for Blue Earth Area.
Oh. And Adam Denson. It's got to be Adam Denson.
He can go 114 if he weighed in.
No, 114 was a forfeit.
Oh, yeah, 114 was a forfeit.
So we're at 121, yes. Yeah. So this must be Adam Denson. He is a freshman.
Right.
So Ingleby with
the
opening.
The only possible guy that could be in there, right? I mean, they didn't have anybody else weigh in that close.
Ingleby with the opening three-point takedown. Now he's in an Olympic cross volley, 25-cent move. Elevating the leg. He's getting near fall right in the middle of the mat. This is good. This is going to be a fall, too, I think. This is going to be a fall. Good job, Drake. Now he's getting let go of the leg. He's kind of got a half a headlock in here. Denson fighting that off. Now he's turned back in. Now Drake's going to settle in. This should end it here shortly, and it does.
There is another fall at 121. Drake Ingleby with the fall over Adam Denson. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, 127 on the mat now. That's Timmy Nagel, the junior from Blue Earth Area, against Martin County's Leandro Ramirez Brazino, the sophomore.
Yep, collar ties right in the middle again. 20 seconds into this match, no points here. Nagel takes a shot from distance, but just about skips the leg. Looking for big things out of Timmy. Timmy needs to kind of turn the corner here and kind of become the guy that the other teams can't beat. Still collar tying, though, in the middle. Oh, that's a nice shot by Timmy. Outside single, cuts across to a double. Going to score the three-point takedown. Now he chops an arm, working a cross-wrist ride here. Now he breaks him back down, working an arm bar. He's got one arm barred up here. He's going to turn this wrist, and he's going to get Rosanio. Nope. Rosanio does a good job of getting his arm back. I don't know how he did, but he did. Rosanio up to his feet, and they're out of bounds. So Timmy takes a 3-0 lead, 40 seconds left, first period. 127 pounds here, Blue Earth area versus Martin County Red Bulls.
They got rid of the area?
Well, I don't think they ever were area.
Just Martin. It used to be Fairmont Martin County West, and then they just changed it to Martin County Red Bulls. Okay. So.
Okay,
the gymnastics team over there is Martin County area.
Yes.
The stuff is hard to keep track of, let me tell you.
Yeah, so Timmy works at a single arm bar, gets him turned over. He's getting near fall. He's saddled in.
There it is. Another fall. Timmy Nagel with the fall at 127 over Leandro Brazinho, and the Bucks lead at 24-0 back in 30 seconds.
Welcome Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
Back here at Blue Earth Area at 133, the Bucks forfeit to Pierce Roman, I believe it was.
Yes,
came out
it
and
was.
Took the forfeit there. And so now it's 24-6. And we're at 139 now. This is Colton Alson, I believe, the sophomore.
Colin.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Colin Alson, one sophomore.
Against Brock Stauffer,
who is a sophomore from Martin County.
Yep. Stauffer with the early three-point takedown, but the Bucks do lead 24-6 early in this one. Courtesy of three falls and a forfeit, and then Blue Earth just forfeited back to Fairmont there to Pierce Roman. He's one of Fairmont's or Martin County's ranked kids. Comes from a long lineage of wrestlers in the Martin County area over there. Olsen fighting off a half here by Stauffer. Kind of in the middle of the mat. Not a lot going on. Collins up to his feet. Gets away. Kind of lets half-heartedly led away by Stauffer. So now it's 3-1. Stauffer in on a single right away again. And Olsen's going to give up this takedown. Nope, he's kind of wrenching on the neck a little bit. Kind of a quarter Nelson type deal. Now he's back on the elbow. Kind of a goofy position. Stauffer's low on the low single. And cuts across finally to a double. No points here yet, though. Olsen doing a good job eating up the clock here. But now it's going to be three. Three-point takedown for Stauffer. And 10 seconds left here in the first. Stauffer on his base, or Olsen on his base. Stauffer trying to break him down, but to no avail, and that's the way the first period will end. 6-1 in favor of Brock Stauffer from Martin County.
And the match score, Blue Earth Area leading Martin County right now, 24-6. And looks like Collins going down here to start period two.
Yep, Stauffer deferred. Collin went down, tries to get up to his feet. Stauffer has trapped the wrist and the arm, but Olsen's still in his base. Now Stauffer breaks him down to his stomach, but they're right on the edge of the mat. Olsen back to his base, and out of bounds they go. Go back to the middle for a fresh start. Olsen trails 1-6 to Brock Stauffer, the sophomore from Martin County.
all of a sudden up to his feet, then gets chopped back down. He's now on his stomach. Stauffer throwing a cross face in. Now he has a cradle locked up. Elson trying to fight that off. You got to peel those hands. Collin. Stauffer rolls him through, and now Elson is on his back. He's kicking. This is tight, though, in the middle. And yep. There's a fall for Stauffer.
All right, a fall at 139. Brock Stauffer pinning Collin Elson. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Collin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
145 now, Layden Bassett, the sophomore for Blue Earth Area, against Torrey Paplow, the junior for Martin County. Paplow's a good one, Sean. He's ranked at 145, number 5 in the state right now.
NAA, too.
Yeah.
Yep, he's been around for a while. He snaps Bassett down here, now he's spinning. A lot of action, high quality, and he does get the takedown on the edge of the mat. It is 3-0. 3-0, Paplow's ahead. Bassett gets set. Oh, there's a caution on Bassett. Paplow wants to do an alternate optional start here, and he does. Bassett up to his feet. Paplow looking for a mat return and lets him go. So Bassett now trails 3-1. Oh, Paplow, he's on you. He's on you a lot, and he's aggressive, and he stays in good position. He does things the right way. That's for sure. High energy, high intensity both from Torrey Paplow. As he leads 3-1, he's in on a collar tie. Bassett tried to fight that off. Paplow snaps him down and spins around, and it's 6-1 in favor of the Martin County wrestler. And now he's going for a cheap old man tilt here, crossbar tilt. And he's going to get four near fall. That's the other rule change, too, is 3 and 4 near fall.
Instead of 2 and 3, huh?
Yeah.
Now, why did they make these changes to raise the points being awarded, do you think, Sean?
I have no idea. They probably just wanted to stay in tune with the college deal, but...
Now he's got him in a cradle there for a minute.
Yep, and he's going to get another 4. But what it does is it makes matches like this take half as long because he only got to put him on his back 3 times instead of 4. Oh, now he's going to stack up.
There he is.
He's going to get a fall.
There's the fall. So not a big surprise as the ranked Torrey Paplow winning at 145 by fall over Layden Bassett. We're back in 30 seconds. Buck Youth Wrestling thanks the communities for their support and all who support Buck Wrestling during the season. Buck Youth Wrestling always welcomes new members and urges you to contact them if you'd like to be involved. Good luck to all of our wrestlers from Buck Youth Wrestling, committed to supporting a tradition of wrestling excellence in the Blue Earth area. We go to 152 now. Colton Tolsman, the sophomore for Blue Earth Area, against Caden Lang, a freshman for Martin County.
Lang is also a big-time wrestling name from the Sherburne area. I think his sister they had a girl wrestle a few years ago with the last name Lang, who was tough. I don't know if there's a relation or not, but Lang's in on a fireman's carry. He gets the takedown, beautifully done. Tolsman gives up 3-0 lead here. Lang working wrist control. Tolsman on his stomach, trying to get up to his base. Yep. So I just got reassurance from a Fairmont fan listening that Katie Lang is his sister.
Okay.
And she was tough. I'm guessing dad or uncle would have been back in a little bit older than me. It was very, very good, too. As Tolsman gets set, comes up to his feet. Lang chops him down. Tolsman back to his base. Lang chops him down again. Trying to roll through tilt here, but Tolsman does a good job of fighting that off. Tolsman back to his base now. Can he get up to his feet? Uh-oh, he's in a butcher situation here. Oh, Lang drops back down to a single, and Tolsman is able to get away. So 3-2, but Lang again with a beautiful fireman's carry all the way to Tolsman's back this time. So he does take the 6-1 lead, and he has got four near fall in the bank here. He's crawling over to the other side trying to get in a half, and he's gonna.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
Just in time with four seconds to go in the first period. So Colton Tolsman goes down by fall to Caden Lang, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, we go to 160 now. Will Wirtz, a sophomore for Blue Earth Area, wrestling Maddox Faber, also a sophomore. Now, Faber's ranked eighth right now, 160 in double A. And so this will be a tough one for Will, but Will's, you know, had a decent season, Sean.
Yeah, Will's got some fight in him. Will's progressing nicely. Got a little bit of a late start. He did break a leg, I think, during football, but Faber hit a nice outside single, kind of outside fireman to start the match. Now he's got in a deep half here, and he's got Will right on his back in the middle of the mat. This is,
there it goes. Another fall right there at 160. Maddox Faber pinning Will Wirtz to give the Red Bulls a 30-24 lead back in 30 seconds.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
All right, at 172, a forfeit for the Red Bulls. And so they're up 36-24 now. And now we're wrestling, I believe, at... What are we at here? Blue Earth Area didn't have anybody weigh in at 189.
You got John Nelson?
He's not weighed in here. So who do we...
Luke, Zach, who's the buck here? Flowers,
this is Flowers.
Okay, so
here.
Flowers bumped up to 189.
Yep, to wrestle Chase Burr as a sophomore. And Burr does, so he was the B-squatter. The original 189-pounder is for the Red Bulls is, I think he's an eighth grader, is Becker. Aaron Becker is his name, but I think he's got a little bit of a knee issue.
Right, he didn't weigh in, I see on the sheet here. Becker didn't, so... Anyway, the score is 7-0 here already.
Yeah,
so,
take down near fall. This one's getting out of...
Chase Burr.
Yep, Chase Burr's got Flowers on his back with a butcher right in the middle of the mat.
And there's another fall. So, just to get you up to date here, Caden Flowers bumped up to 189. He loses by fall to Chase Burr. That makes the match score now 42-24. Red Bulls with the lead. And we'll take a quick 30-second break. Back in a moment.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Tracy Weavers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Ripon East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
We go to 215 now. Jake Gamble, the freshman for Blue Earth Area, wrestling Ivan Martin, a senior for the Red Bulls. They're still up. Well,
definitely
not anymore.
215. Martin with a kind of a snap down turnaround there. Kind of caught Jacob off balance a little bit and went down a little hard. But so Martin takes a 3-0 lead over Gamble here at 215 pounds. Dual meet is looking like a max point dual meet as of now. We haven't had a match go 6 minutes yet.
No decisions yet here, Sean. Nope,
and Gamble gets away, so Martin leads 3-1 now. They're fighting in the middle of the mat. Boy, that got hectic there. We tried to keep up, and we apologize if we missed some stuff. But
I think we caught it all.
It was quick.
Yep.
Hand fighting here, Jacob and Ivan in the middle of the mat. Ivan on a double leg. Jacob trying to fight that off. And they're Martin just got the takedown on the edge of the mat to take a 6-1 lead. Jacob did a decent job of fighting that off, but I thought they were going to run out of real estate, but Martin did a good job of keeping his feet in and scoring the takedown. So the Bucks have rattled off the first four and have yet to win another one. Fairmont kind of on a roll here, Martin County. As Martin breaks Gamble down here, he's got wrist control, kind of a rotary breakdown. He's got the wrist. Now he's looking for a chin drop. Jacob does a good job of not getting chin dropped, which is good. Now Martin's in on a half. He's got it deep. They're in the middle of the mat. Jacob's trying not to go over, but there he goes. We got 13 seconds left. This is a deep half.
Well, he got out of it.
He came back. Yeah. He did give up four. Now he's got a single, but I think he's going to run out of time to score back, and he's going to go up. He's going to trail going 1-10.
10-1, so that's the end of the first period at 2:15. Jake Gamble trailing Ivan Martin here.
Martin chooses both up. And here we go in the second period, 10-1 lead.
Seems like things go faster than they used to. I don't know.
Well, there's way more pins than there used to be. Pins used to be a big deal. Now,
yeah.
Ivan in on a double again.
Plus, back in the day, there was never forfeits either. There were plenty of guys for every weight, right?
Correct. Martin is going to score this double leg takedown on the edge of the mat again to take a 13-1 lead. As they're going to go out of bounds here now. But they just, that's another, there they go. So a minute 18 left here. Jake Gamble trails 1-2-13. And he's down. His brother's waiting his turn here to wrestle. Chase. And Jacob. Martin breaks him back down to his stomach again. Come on, Jacob, get up to your base. He does. Martin's looking for that half. Jacob comes out the back door, and he's out to his feet. It'll be a 13-2 trailing now is Jacob. We'd like to see him get a little more active here. Martin's been the aggressor with a pretty good double leg takedown a couple few times. Jacob changing levels there. That's nice. And then Martin's on a shot again. He's got Gamble back down to his butt. They're right on the edge of the mat again. Deja vu. And Martin scores again. 16-2. 30 seconds left here in the second period as they're right on the edge of the mat. And out of bounds they go.
That's another, he's done that a few times now, takedowns right on the edge.
Yes,
there.
It's the same thing every time. If Jacob could just fight just a little longer, a little harder, and get out of bounds, he might not have given up one of these. But Martin has done a good job of getting in on that double. It's not a great shot. He kind of starts at the hips and then drops down from there, but good enough, I guess. Now he's really trying this half. You got 12 seconds left here in the second. We're at 215 pounds in a fast and furious duel meet between the Red Bulls and the Bucks. And that's the way the second period will end. Martin leads 16-2. Going to be Gamble's choice. He picks both up.
Tech ball is by how many?
15.
15, okay.
Yep, Danny's
so
asking.
One more point, huh?
Danny's asking Jacob to get lower, kind of protect himself from that double leg. Let's see if he does. He's trying here. They're kind of dancing with each other now, and no one really in contact. Martin faking a shot. Gamble reacts a little bit. A couple slaps to the head from both wrestlers. And there's a double leg again by Martin. That was a better double leg. And he's got Gamble on his hip, and he's going to give up the takedown. And that's going to be at a Tech fall there for Ivan Martin.
So he wins at 215 by Tech fall. It's Ivan Martin over Jake Gamble. We'll go to 285 in 30 seconds.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table is waiting.
Back here at Blue Eritheria to 285, Chase Gamble, the junior for Blue Eritheria, against DJ Miller, the junior for Martin County. And Chase fell into a bad move.
Yeah,
there,
he was trying to get a bear hug, and he looked like he was going to get it, and Miller just threw a headlock, and he gets the pin.
And he gave up. Miller was giving up a lot of weight, too. Chase Gamble.
I thought we were going to get that one.
Yeah.
There.
Well, I think Chase just fell into a terrible move right at the beginning there. Gamble weighed in at 281, and DJ Miller weighed in at 250, so he was giving up 30 pounds there at 285, and Chase falls into a bad hold there at the right at the beginning of the match, and ends up getting in a headlock and put to his back and is pinned. And the final score of the match is going to be Martin County 53 and Blue Eritheria 24. We'll have some JV matches, I think, here now. We'll talk about those a little bit as we go along with our broadcast here. We got some time left. We'll be back with more in this wrestling match here tonight in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Here's a question for you. How do you know if you're banking at the best place for you? Ask yourself, are you getting great service from people you like? Are you getting great rates on your deposits? Can you open accounts online? Is the mobile banking app fast and easy to use? Do you feel appreciated? At Bank Midwest, we check all those boxes because everything we do is all about you. It's not only what we do, but how we do it. Bank Mid how? Bank Midwest. Member FDIC.
Area farmers, are you looking for agronomy solutions that enhance your bottom line? Look no further than your Stateline Cooperative Agronomy team. At Stateline Co-op, we know your farm success depends on smart planning, reliable support, and expert advice. Our team of trusted advisors is ready to help with customized recommendations to maximize your yields and protect your bottom line. Give your local Stateline Co-op agronomist a call today to find out what the Stateline Advantage is all about. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
Like it or not, winter is now here. Keep your family warm with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Weaver's has a full selection of snow boots in stock to keep your feet warm while out in the cold. You'll also find warm socks, stocking caps, gloves, and so much more. A great idea for the man or kid that works outside is Carhartt Clothing. Stay warm this winter with a visit to Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, the varsity match between Blue Earth Area and Martin County is over. We have some JV matches going here. Sean, I think that's Nolan Sturts.
It is Nolan Sturts against Kyston Hokus. H-A-U-K-O-O-S. Yeah. It's a Hokus.
Kyston Hokus. He's a seventh grader.
Yep, and Nolan is an eighth grader.
Right.
Nolan got a nice takedown, then gave up a reversal. Then now he has reversed Kyston to his back here, and he's got him in the middle of the mat pretty tight, and he does get the fall. So well done by Nolan Sturts there.
All right, while we're kind of keeping you up on some of these JV matches, recapping what happened, the Bucks started out with four wins. They had three falls and a forfeit in the first four weights, but then it was all Red Bulls after that, and we'll run through what happened here. Started out with a 24-0 lead for Blue Earth Area, but then the Red Bulls won all the rest of the matches to win the match by a score of 53-24. So JV matches going on now. Blue Earth Area, let's see.
This is Dayson Erickson versus Cooper Colander.
So is this 121?
Yeah, well, I think they just kind of match.
Doesn't
these
really
kids
matter,
up.
Yeah.
Well, as close as they are, that's kind of the new way of doing it.
Dayson Erickson against Cooper Colander, do you think?
And Cooper Colander throws a headlock there and gets the fall. Yeah, Ty Sturts sent me a picture of. Now we're going to get Danny Nagel versus Jaron. Looks like Jaron.
Jaron would be.
Jaron Schultz.
Yeah, Jaron Schultz. He's a senior, actually.
Yep, against Danny Nagel. Danny was a basketball player here. My son coached him 2 years ago when he was a seventh grader.
Okay.
Now he's back into the wrestling room. I know he wrestled young growing up, kind of tried the basketball route for a second. Now he's back in the singlet, which is good for the Bucks.
And they're doing a little mat work here.
Blood.
There was some blood here, so this JV match paused for a moment. We'll take a quick pause here. Back with more in a moment.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
The Trimont Town Center Market is the store built by the community. Their deli makes it easy to grab a meal on the go or to take home. The bakery has fresh baked goods for any special occasion. The meat department offers great options in every price range. And their fresh fruits and vegetables in the produce department will have you coming back for more. They also have 24-hour pay at the pump fuel service and a liquor store. They're open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for shopping the Trimont Town Center Market.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, more JV matches going on. Harrison Patton, or no?
No, this is still Danny Nagel. He got taken down and cradled up, but he did a good job of fighting off his back. He does trail 7-0 as the first period is just winding up and is now over.
7-0 the score, and we believe the Red Bull wrestler on this one is, this is Jaron Schultz, right?
Correct. Jaron is a
senior.
Danny is an eighth grader, ninth grader.
So we're doing we're hanging around for a few JV matches here. The varsity's match went first. The Red Bulls won 53-24. We'll recap that for you coming up here in a bit, but just kind of giving the old JV kids a little radio time here tonight.
Timmy working.
Danny, you mean?
Danny, yeah. Working across. Thank you.
Are they brothers?
They are. Yeah, okay. Their dad is Chad. He graduated with me, wrestled with me. He was my drill partner every day in the room.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get the best of you most of the time or no?
Chad was tough.
Yeah.
Chad was tough. We're going to get a. Nope, he's going to keep it legal here. Danny's going to run a arm bar. I got a kick out of Chad. The best Chad story was he wrestled B.J. Mariotti, who was a two-time, I do believe, a two-time state champ.
From where?
From St. Michael.
Okay.
And Chad wrestled him tough, and I'm like, hey, that was impressive. He's like, I lost. I'm like, that kid's good. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah?
No. So, no, Chad didn't care who he was wrestling. He was tough. He was a tougher then than he is now, I think. Danny did not score there. Had an armbar locked up, but he didn't quite get him to his back. Chad was on the podium. I think Chad finished fifth or sixth our senior year at the state tournament. Back still two classes then, too. Three classes was the next year after we graduated. As Danny's trying to work an Olympic crossbody here. And to no avail, he's doing a good job. Now he's going to try a half. He's done a good job staying on top of the Schultz kid. Just don't give up any points here. Schultz back up to his base. Danny's still working some wrist control. Don't give up an escape here, Danny. And broken back down. All right, we're going to get out of here. No points in the second. Not a bad period from Danny.
Okay. So we'll head to period three here. A few JV matches here as we kind of wind down our broadcast here tonight. Got basketball coming up a little bit later on here tonight. That won't be till closer to 7 or shortly after.
Who's playing? Martin County West?
Martin County West and Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman.
Two area schools.
Yep.
Danny chooses both up here. Working the front head from their feet, trying to snap them down. Doing a decent job. Schultz got a good balance. Oh, Danny tried to spin, but he left his legs a little too close. Jaron tries to... Thought he was going to get him, but Danny does a good job of putting weight on it. Now he's got a reverse headlock. Schultz is in on a double. I think Danny could have got that reverse headlock. But gives up the takedown. Schultz up 10-0. Danny must have did something there, kind of irked him, because Schultz immediately put his elbow in Danny's neck. Hopefully Danny responds to that. He's up to his base now. He's going to try a switch, and he gets it. He's going to score the reversal here. Oh, he's got Olympic crossbody locked up. He's going to come on, Danny. Just get that far shoulder. You're going to don't give up that. Ow! Gave up the leg there. He had a chance to put him on his back pretty easily, and then just lost the leg. Now he's up on the head. Got an arm bar again. No, go get it, Danny. He's gonna get him over here. Get a pin, Danny. There you go. Settle in. He's got that single arm bar. Oh, boom!
There it is.
Good for Danny. That's a good comeback win.
Yeah. Wow, he was down 10-2, Sean.
Yes, he was. That shows a little bit of fight, a little bit of moxie, a little bit of no quit, a little bit of never give up. Well done, Danny.
All right. Down 10-2. And Danny Nagel comes back to win that one by fall. That was nice. All right, who do we got now, do you think?
This is Harrison Patton.
Okay. Patton's an eighth grader. And we'll see if we can figure out who's going to come out for...
They said they weren't going to announce him. They said the text I got, his name was Bo.
But we can't find anybody close to that name on here. So it would have to be somebody in the neighborhood of 157 pounds. Maybe, let's see here. Who did I see warming up there? He's not.
Bo. He's not on the roster.
Is it Bo Logie, did he say?
Yeah.
Or Bo Colby. He's down at the bottom right here. Right in on my sheet here. See this over here?
Oh.
Bo Colby, I bet that's who it is. Yeah. Okay.
And Bo Colby does get the takedown there. Yeah. We don't have an age on the Colby kid, but
no, he was a right in here.
Pad's an eighth grader. Colby does get the first takedown. Working for a tilt here. Patton does a good job of getting to his stomach. You know, you got to work up to your base, Patton. Colby trying to work a half. Patton and Harrison doing a good job of fighting that off. And we're going to get a... Colby's going to try this half again. And Harrison fights it off one more time, doing a decent job of fighting off this half Nelson. Colby's going for it one more time. Now he steps over. Now he's got the half in there a little deeper. He's still fighting. Now he's on his back. Colby's a little high, though, here, I think.
Nope.
Yep, I thought wrong.
And Colby goes down by a...
Patton goes down by fall
to Bo Colby. We're going to take a break, get a little bonus JV coverage here. We're going to be back with more coming up in a moment.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Hi, this is Ian Sin from the Sin Family Celebration Life Center in Trimont, and welcome. We understand that losing a loved one can be one of the most challenging times in life, and we are here to guide and support you every step of the way. We take great pride in helping families create meaningful and personalized celebrations of life that reflect the unique legacy of their loved one. For more information, give us a call at 507-639-5711 at the Sin Family Celebration Life Center in Trimont, and welcome.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, and we're back here just doing a little JV bonus coverage here. Blue Earth Area has Drew Thomas, a sophomore, out there right now, and he's wrestling Luis Martin, a junior from the Red Bulls. And
13 weights back in 1995.
Yeah, we were discussing off-air about how many weight classes there were back when Sean wrestled.
I'm guessing there was 12 when you were...
Well, let me do it. I'm going to do the thing here. I'll tell you in a second, but you tell how... This match has just been...
0-0, no score, 7-0 in favor of Luis Martin after the first period. Drew Thomas is going to take down here in the second. The JV, I think Blue Earth has won 3 and lost 1 as of right now, right? Or no, 2-2, I think. Lewis breaks Drew down. He got the ankle hooked here. Drew needs to hip in and sit, but he does clear that ankle. Lewis. got them laying flat here. They're riding parallel. Somebody's stalling, or both of them are stalling. Oh, Lewis throws a forearm to the back of the neck there. Get Thomas back to his base. Now he's back to his stomach.
Could have been that there was 14 back then. Ever 14?
There was 14 last year, but I don't think they went up and then back down.
Well, geez, this is the weights I remember, but I'm pretty sure there were a couple of weights, 132 in the 130s, 132 and 138. I got to get Paff up here. He'll know.
I don't think. I don't know. I know 98.
119, 126, 132, 38, 45, 54. I thought there was 160 and 167, but I might be wrong on that.
Oh, let's see.
But it couldn't have jumped from 154 to 167, I don't
think. Yeah, there was a big jump in there. Back then, the kids were littler. I know 98 is right.
Because it went right to 189 to heavyweight. Now we have the 215 in there. But
as Drew Thomas has got halved over to his back here.
I had that memorized because I used to follow the Pappingers around wrestling all the time in high school.
Just keep writing down three-digit numbers, Randy. Yeah, Drew Thomas lost by
I do
five.
Remember they started at 98, though, because Paff wrestled that for a few years.
Yes, he did. I think he was a 98-pound state champion.
As a senior.
Yes.
No. Yeah. So that was the JVs. So Drew Thomas got pinned there by Luis Martin. And so maybe one of your friends that wrestled back in those days can tell me. So I had 98, 105, 112, 119, 126, 132, 138, 145, 154. I thought 160 and 167, but I can't remember for sure. And then there was a 172.
There might be.
No, I'm pretty sure I got the first batch right here. Then 189 in heavyweight. Maybe. Anybody listening that wrestled back in those days, if you have mine or Sean's number,
well, it
you can tell me if I was right or not, but that would be 14 weights.
It would have changed in, when my brother graduated in 93 as an eighth grader, went to the state tournament at 98 pounds, and the next year was 103.
Okay, yeah. Now they start at 107, but.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see if anybody knows the answer to that question. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll come back and recap our varsity match here tonight between the Red Bulls and the Bucks. Red Bulls win 53-24, and we're back in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. New Way K&H Cooperative offers Senex Superlube TMS, the parasynthetic diesel engine oil built for hardworking equipment. Superlube TMS delivers superior sludge protection, extended oil life, and durability to keep your engines running strong in the toughest conditions. Right now, during the New Way K&H Cooperative Winter Oil Tote Sale, save 40% on Gravity Totes, plus great deals on Senex Oil and Grease. Buy 100 gallons and get a $50 Visa gift card. Call New Way K&H Cooperative or visit newway-k&h.com today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
More on Ace Hardware in the Tremont Town Center is your full-service Ace Hardware store. They carry a full line of Valspar, Clark, and Kensington paints. Grilling season is here, and you'll find Weber and Traeger grills in stock. You'll also find a full supply of lawn and garden items, including Craftsman and Toro lawn equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. More in Ace Hardware. In the Tremont Town Center is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, let's recap this varsity match here for you tonight now. Martin County winning over Blue Earth Area 53-24. And so the way it went, the Bucks actually had a 24-0 lead at 107. Jace Casey won by fall in the first match here tonight over Jace Weimers for the Red Bulls. That gave the Bucks a 6-0 lead. And then Cody Tolsman wins by forfeit at 114, making the score 12-0 for Blue Earth Area. At 121, Drake Ingleby wins by fall as he defeated, who did he wrestle again?
Denson.
Oh, yeah, Adam Denson at 121. And Drake won by fall there, giving the Bucks an 18-0 lead. At 127, Timmy Nagel wins by fall as he defeated, Cooper Colander, I believe. No, couldn't have been Cooper Colander. Who bumped up to 127 for them? That was, Leandro Brazinho. And then at 130, that was it for the Bucks. They were up 24-0 at that point. Then at 133, a forfeit for the Red Bulls made it 24-6. At 139, Colin Elfson was defeated by fall. And that was Brock Stauffer that defeated him. And then at 145, Leighton Bassett was defeated by a fall as he lost to Tori Paplow. And that made it, 24-18. Bucks were still holding on to the lead, but at 152, Colton Tolsman was defeated by fall there again. And that was Caden Lang who got the fall in that one. So that tied the match at 24 at 152, and the Red Bulls went on to win the rest of them. Will Wirtz was defeated by fall at 160 by Maddox Faber at 172. The Bucks forfeited. And then at 189, Caden Flowers was defeated by Chase Burr. And that made the score 42-24 for the Red Bulls. At 214, Jacob Gamble was defeated by a technical fall by Ivan Martin. That put the Red Bulls up 47-24. And Chase Gamble falling into a bad move right away at the beginning, got into a headlock and was pinned at 285 by DJ Miller. And that made the final score 53-24. 53-24, Red Bulls with the win. And we will come back and see if we can find the answer to our weight class questions here. And we'll wrap things up on this wrestling match here this evening in just a moment.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Welcome Oil Company of Welcome is your place to turn for bulk fuels and delivery. They carry farm oil and BP petroleum products, keeping engines and equipment running smoothly. Using advanced lubricant technology, these high-quality oils are formulated to meet or exceed the performance requirements of today's heavy-duty equipment. See Welcome Oil Company for fuel pumps, hoses, and hitchstock fuel carts. Call 507-728-8865. Welcome Oil Company of Welcome.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Buck Youth Wrestling thanks the communities for their support and all who support Buck Wrestling during the season. Buck Youth Wrestling always welcomes new members and urges you to contact them if you'd like to be involved. Good luck to all of our wrestlers from Buck Youth Wrestling, committed to supporting a tradition of wrestling excellence in the Blue Earth area.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, back at Blue Earth Area, and wrapping up this one between Blue Earth Area and the Martin County Red Bulls. Again, 53-24 was the final. The Bucks are going to wrestle Worthington now, and the Red Bulls will wrestle St. James Medelia. Sean, we had Doc look over my weight classes.
He thinks you're pretty close. I'm going to go ask Pat, though.
I
don't know.
I'll go. And Wirchel know, too.
Correct. They'll remember.
Yeah, they will. All right, Sean. Well, thank you for helping again. Let's see. We're doing another wrestling meet on... We're going to do a Longhorn meet here coming up on January 28th, a Tuesday. It's Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at Maple River USC. And Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial is ranked in the team Class A at number 5 right now. So that'll be a tough one for the Red Bulls, or for the Longhorns, but... Longhorns have been doing sort of okay lately,
yeah,
haven't they?
They're okay. It's funny you say that because I haven't talked to Terry, and Terry no longer coaches, but I talked to him today, and he figured they just lost to Glencoe. He thought they would be the 6th, 7th, or 8th seed in Section 2AA.
Okay.
So behind Watertown, Scott West, St. Peter, Glencoe, and Mount Westonka for sure. And so he thought they'd be the 6th seed at best.
Okay. So that would mean that they would have to wrestle in, or would...
No, yeah, they would. It would be just like last year when we would...
How many teams were in that?
12, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So we went up to Mount Westonka and they wrestled Rockford first, and then they wrestled Mound.
Yeah.
It would be the same type of deal where they would wrestle somebody and then probably wrestle St. Peter or Mound. But hopefully St. Peter or Scott West is a lot closer.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that would be nice. Yes. All right. We're going to wrap it up here. The final score again. Martin County Red Bulls 53, Blue Earth Area Bucks 24. Bucks to wrestle Worthington coming up here in a bit. We're going to make way for some basketball coming up here just a little bit later in about an hour or so. It'll be Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman up against Martin County West in boys basketball here on 98 Country. So that'll wrap it up for us. And thanks to... Sean Goodall for helping out here tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area versus the Martin County Red Bulls wrestling here on 98 Country. Tonight's match has been brought to you by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Trimont Town Center Market, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Welcome Oil Company, New Way K&H Cooperative, United Hospital District, Sin Celebration of Life Center of Trimont and Welcome, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Moore and Ace Hardware of Trimont, Mid-Iowa Agency Blue Earth, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Buck Youth Wrestling, Stateline Cooperative, by Bevcom, East Chain LP Gas, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Elm Creek Agronomy of Northrop and East Chain, J Shop of Blue Earth, Bank Midwest of Fairmont and Sherburn, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited of Fairmont, and Wagner Seeds of Wells. Tonight's wrestling has been a presentation of KBEW FM Sports.
I was all but 22. I think at the time, I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like
joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me.
Some girls that stole her hearts, gave us some books up on a wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we should paint it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that. Looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah.
where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember. But we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Real country now.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Morgan Wallen.
Alone in cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Today's country, 98's country.
In the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, look, there's a plane. See that dog run by. Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet to make us go? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little thing would be pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in." Saying, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? Squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like. My little dang that feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice."
Backseat Driver, courtesy of Kane Brown. We are just over a week away from getting new music from Kane. The album Ready to Roll. Be looking for it on the 24th. Tim McGraw on the way doing a song we know and love, and we'll hear from Warren Zeters as well. Keep it close.
It's a new year. This year is going to be a great one. I'm going to be better. I'm going to eat better things. I'm going to be better about not being on my phone. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to run. I'm going to run a race. Maybe I'll run a marathon. I'm going to need to train for this. And this beard is going to slow me down big time. I need to be more aerodynamic. I'm going to need to shave it. Thankfully, I can get a trial shave set from Harry's for just $3 with a two-tone ergonomic handle, German-engineered blades, and rich foaming shave gel. Oh, and it comes with a travel cover, too, so I can stay aerodynamic anywhere I go. Travel. Yeah, I'm going to do that this year, too.
Start your year off right with Harry's. Get started with a trial set for just $3 plus free shipping at harrys.com/face. That's harrys.com/face.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Hi, Missy here from Garlic's Water. As part of the Garlic family, my passion is water. We have a system for any type of issue your water has. Give me a call at 800-722-1282 or go online to garlicswater.com. As my Uncle Doug always says, at Garlic's Water, your water has never been treated so well.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frobley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. Cloudy skies expected. 3 above tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies and dry Saturday and Sunday, near 10 above. Saturday, near 0 by Sunday. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
like hearing songs that I know,
you'll love us.
Every now we're in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty.
Highway 169 and Interstate 90 with today's country, 98 Country.
She said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play her favorite song, a Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said,
Today Country. Join us for girls and boys basketball Friday night. North Union hosts North Iowa. Tip off around 6:15. We will have it for you on air and online at KBEW98Country.com. This is 98 Country.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The only station that matters.
We're breaking in. Three. With New Country.
98 Country.
Girl, I've always loved you. All of a sudden's changed. Blame it on time, the road or the ride, but it ain't the same. It's a different kind of feeling, not the one I knew. From the sweet on your lips to how your hand and mind fits. Girl, I've always loved you, but I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer. What we got ain't got no ending, like a band of solid gold. Sweeter with time, like strawberry wine. It gets as good as it gets old. And oh, we thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I keep falling, all in, higher than I've ever been. Love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you, yeah. More than every single day before. Didn't know I could ever love you more than I did. But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. Oh, I don't love you like I used to.
She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't
can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and the kickers out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar.
The only station you need for today's country, 98 Country.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing Les Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause there's guys that can't communicate.
like a sad song soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Am I okay? Megan Maroney. I'm Steve Brewer. Make it a great one. Post Malone, Luke Combs on the way.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frobley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 25. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 41. Cloudy skies expected. 3 above tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies and dry Saturday and Sunday, near 10 above. Saturday, near 0 by Sunday. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Hey, we love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
Now, more Hot Country favorites on 98.1 FM.
Put a time.
some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. Forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can't. That phone call from your mama, just talk away, cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries